سیمرغ تا بدین جا رسید از بازگویی ادامه قصه خاموش ماند. سیمرغ بالهایش را گشود و تا پنج شنبه دیگر بر البرز کوه بازگشت. پنج شنبه آینده از ساعت 5 تا 6 به شهر قصه سیمرغ بازگردید. وبلاگ سیمرغ www.parsma.blogspot.ca. بیایید داستان‌های من را قسمت کنیم. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Come again to Seymour every Thursday 5 to 6 p.m. Seymour is devoted to ecological sustainability through literacy. Join us at Facebook/Seymour Radio. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Boutros Ghali. put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver?
Welcome to the 94th version of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Who would have thunk a utensil-named band would sound so goddamn good? That was Spoon with their song Written in Reverse from their most recent album of about a year and a half ago now, Trans Ferns. If you are new to Are You Aware, we play great songs, obviously, because we're on CITR, but we try to profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. We play songs that either have a positive social justice message, and I have a couple of those for you tonight, or we play songs that I just think are so goddamn fantastic that I need you guys to hear, and usually the band has done something philanthropic that I want to tell you guys about to inspire you to be more involved in your community. So, without further ado, let me tell you about Spoon and what they've been up to. If you've not heard of Spoon, you have obviously been under a rock because they've been around since 1994. They're an Austin, Texas band, and I thought, you know what? Seeing as literally everyone and his dog, except for me, is down at South by Southwest, I thought I'd start off the show with an Austin band in a tribute of such a great I guess it's a melting pot of indie music and culture for 2 weeks. I heard someone say, I think it was on the global news this morning while I was having my breakfast, Nerds Gone Wild, and you can't beat that. The Transference is Spoon's 7th studio album. Can you believe it? And like I said, it was released just over two years ago now, January 2010. So you know what, you never know, we could be getting a new Spoon song or album very, very soon. It actually debuted at number 4 on the Billboard chart, selling a whopping 53,000 copies in the first week, which is so phenomenal. And in 2010, on the list of the top 30 best albums by Rolling Stone, it ranked number 22, and you can tell why. That Written in Reverse song is just toe-tappingly good times. They, with a lot of other great artists, have been involved with Dark Was the Night, which is one of those compilation albums that the Red Hot organization does, and I talk a lot about these guys, but you know what? They are such a great example of using the power of music to do good. Basically, the Red Hot organization gets all the great bands from around the world, and not only just indie bands, they do stuff like Rio, Calypso albums, and you know, any kind of albums. I think the most recent one is Rio Hot 2, something like that. Don't quote me on it, my memory's a little foggy, but it is just a great concept. And they basically raise money to fund awareness for HIV AIDS around the world. Now I'm gonna have a little bit of a vent, because I'm fed up. I am absolutely fed up with whoever's controlling the weather in Vancouver. Spring was 3 days ago and it hasn't stopped bloody snowing since. I know that I'm originally Australian, but I've been here for 5 years. I'm used to the cold, but I'm not used to snow in spring. I've had enough. They need to stop it, and we need some sun to warm our wintry, achy bones. So yeah, hopefully by the weekend we'll have some snow, sun, and I know how much you Canadians love to talk about the weather, so that's my 5-minute gripe for today. Let's continue the fantastic music. I have a couple of epic songs for you today. I have a 9:25 song coming up, so you guys can just sit back, relax, and let the loveliness of the music come over you. And then later on, I have an 11:58 song. There's some really great albums coming out in the next few months, and have already come out for 2012. Some great bands, you know, some really good staples have released some amazing music, which I intend to play for you guys in the next hour and a half. But without further ado, I want to tell you about the next artist, who is Devendra Banhart. I hope I didn't butcherify that name. He's a singer, songwriter, again, another one from Texas. We're just loving the Texans right now. And he was actually raised in Venezuela by his mother before he moved to California as a teenager. The song that I'm playing is a kind of a combination of two songs, but you know what? They're so goddamn good, we're just going to put them in there. It's called White Reggae Troll and Africa. It was a hidden MP3 on the Cripple Crow album of 2005. He's been involved involved with a whole bunch of organizations, including the Red Hot organization as well. And he, here it is, followed up with Red Hot and Rio with his song, as well as being involved with causes too. And if you go to his website, he's really cool. He actually promotes the compilations and charities that he's been involved with, again, using music to try and get everyone else inspired to be involved in positive social change. So without further ado, get ready for some reggae funk. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I'm a white, I'm a reggae toad. Spend my nights in my reggae dolo. I'm a white, I'm a reggae troll.
Swanky. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Five vintage clothing stores will compete in a friendly fashion show, each representing a different era and theme. Showcase your vintage best, too, with live music from Mocha Only and local faves, Prisoners, with prizes and good times for all. Proceeds go to two downtown Eastside nonprofits, Hastings Crossing BIA, and our social fabric. How cool is that? Advance tickets are available at Eventbrite Online or Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater.
Starvation is a creation of the devil, the rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow. Bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle. Surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert. Dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a shepherd. Scratch my itch like a needle on the record. Full of life like a man going to Mecca. Sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring. Baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Be resistant the negativity, we keep it at a distance. Call for backup and I'll give you some assistance. Like a lifesaver deep in the ocean. Stay afloat here upon the funky motion. Rock and roll upon the waves of the season. Hold your breath and your underwater breathing. To be rhyming without a real reason is to claim and not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of the nation, satellite is immaculate reception. Beaming in, they can look and they can listen. So you see, don't believe in the system. To legalize, we will give you your freedom. You want rights, ask them to read them. But every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human, because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. But can I hear it once again? Boom bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Aha. We saw the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Stay human. See why 2K and 2 is a moment. In time we find that we can open up a heart that's locked or been broken by the pain of words not spoken, nor shot by guns or still smoking. Car rides out on the Ponderosa, or drive by banging Testarossa. We need to hear the words of Dalai Lama, or at least the words of your mama. Take a mental trip to the Bahamas. Steam your body in the stereo sauna, sauna, sauna. Because the streets are alive with
with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Stay human.
been enjoying the reggae-inspired triplet just there. I was trying to bring summer home to Vancouver. The hot weather, please. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that song will probably be in my best of 2012 at the end of the year. I'm not going to lie. I've just started listening to Nneka and she is fan-freaking-tastic. What a great song and what a perfect fit for Are You Aware music that has something to say. She's from a Nigerian father and a German mother. What a great mix. She's been around for a little while. Her third album is called Soul is Heavy, and it was only released last week. That's why CITR is so cutting edge. We have all the great music as soon as it has been released into the world. She was born and raised in Warri. Oh, the fumbling starting already. In the Delta region of Nigeria, and in a UK recent interview she stated that this album Soul is Heavy is a bit more of a band sound this time around, a mix of digital and organic music. Still very me though. It deals with issues that have to do with the day-to-day life of people, corruption, false prophecies, religion, war and conflict. So as you can see, a lot of her lyrics are focused around the history and life in Nigeria, as well as her time spent in Western Europe. And she tries to focus on issues of capitalism, poverty and war. And especially a lot of her lyrics are loaded with moral and biblical messages and references. So you know what? You couldn't get a more perfect artist for Are You Aware. She's actually been compared to, you know, other favorites of Are You Aware, Erykah Badu, Nina Cherry and Floetry. And you know what? I predict great and big things for Nneka. She really knows how to rock it. Talking about Africa, I was watching the BBC. We can be very highbrow at Are You Aware last night. And there's a really disturbing report coming out of Malawi. Just literally in the last 2 days or 3 days, the army has taken control of the government. It's pretty much a coup, and they've suspended the constitution, which is very alarming and a little scary. And this is all happening in the capital, which escapes me now, the name of it. But I would really encourage you to keep a close eye on Malawi, because when the army's in power and they suspend the constitution, you know that the people are going to suffer, and they're going to suffer badly. So for all our sisters and brothers in Malawi, stay strong, and hopefully this horrible coup won't last for very much longer. But please make sure, I implore you to keep an eye on Malawi and do whatever you can to make sure that the people there aren't oppressed. In the middle there, we had, you know, the favorite of music and advocacy melding together in such beautiful dulcet tones. We had Michael Franti with his solo album from a couple of years ago called Songs from the Porch. That song, I love it. It's so cool. It's called Stay Human. And you know what? You can't think of a better way of describing what's happening in Malawi as to sort of implore the army to stay human when they're dealing with the public of Malawi. You know what? Michael Franti has been involved in so much advocacy over the years that it's just, we would be here all day talking about it. But he has been involved in a film called I Know I'm Not Alone, which features footage of Iraq and the Palestinian territories and Israel. He decided to embark on a three-week journey with his friends to view the cost of war in the Middle East firsthand. And then in 2006, he was invited by Australian Labor MP Jenny Macklin to show the film at the Australian Parliament House in Canberra, which is kind of a big deal. So you know what, we always love Franti, and every year in September he always has a great three-day festival in San Francisco. I think it's called The Power to the People or something like that. Again, my memory's a little foggy today. And if you want to hear what Michael Franti has to say about music, hope and melding the advocacy together, go on to CITR, click on Are You Aware podcast, scroll back back down to 2010 shows, and there is a Michael Franti interview. I was very lucky to get him on the phone one day. One of the first interviews we had after Xavier Rudd was in the studio back in 2010, and what an insightful human being. He had some amazing stuff to say. So if you ever want to be inspired, go listen to that show and hear the wonderful words of Michael Franti. So we're shifting gears. We've got a few Canadian gems up for you next, including the one and the lovely Plants and Animals. They actually played last night at the Rickshaw. Unfortunately, I didn't go, which is a little sad, but if anyone went, I'm sure you had a fantastic time. I know that a lot of people went. They are touring around right now for the end of that album that's just come out in February. It's actually their third album. In 2010, Montreal actually played with Amy Milan of Stars to headline a Montreal benefit concert to raise funds for the Haitian earthquake. Another sort of horrible natural disaster that occurred a couple of years ago that we can't forget about, because most recently I've looked at some information about Haiti, and malaria is rife over there now with the coming rains and the fact that there's not enough shelter for a lot of people. So again, please don't forget about Haiti, because you know what, they need a lot of help. All the donations from that Montreal benefit concert went to the Boston-based charity Partners in Health. They do a lot of fantastic work. Their mission is both medical and moral, and it's based on solidarity rather than charity alone. So they try and focus on bringing people together in support of, you know, people that don't have the benefits of free healthcare or accessibility to reasonably priced drugs. So if you want to know more about Partners in Health, it's www.pih.org. But without further ado, let's hear Light Show, which is their first single off their new album. This is Plants and Animals. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
It's that time of year again. Time to get loco with your favorite independent local music magazine, Discorder. The annual Discorder fundraiser night will be going down March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring local greats Sun Wizard, Man Your Horse, The Adulthood Village, DJ sets by Deggernaut, swag by way of a silent auction, and artwork from some ridiculously talented local artists. Bring yourself and a friend and get down to the Biltmore early. Doors are at 8, the show starts at 9, and tickets will be available at the door. For more info, check out discorder.ca, CITR.ca, or search for Discorder Fundraiser on Facebook. The Discorder Fundraiser, Thursday, March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
was, you are listening, first of all, to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I couldn't help myself. I had to give out a big gruntle yeah just then, because that was my morning jacket doing what they do best, creating a giant wall of sound. That was from their album from, God, how long ago was it? It was May 2011. So it's not that old. It's not even a year yet. It was called Circuito. I think I said it right. I have a little bit of a speech problem. That song was Victory Dance, and what a great album it was. And My Morning Jacket, what can I say? They've been around since 1998. They're from Kentucky, and they know how to rock it hard. I can't say it. The most recent album, that's what I'm going to say, is their sixth album. And then in November 30th, 2011, the album received a nomination for the 54th Grammy Awards for Best Alternative Music Album. Unfortunately, Bon Iver took that award out of the hands of My Morning Jacket. But you know what? To get a Grammy nod is, you know, in some circles okay, in some circles not okay, but it is what it is. They sold 55,000 copies in the first week of the release, which is crazy. And I thought this was really cool. In 2010, they donated $1 of every ticket sold to a local prophet on their tour. And a lot of them nonprofits were arts or education focused. They worked with a partnership of Air Traffic Control, which is an organization that connects musicians with nonprofits and actions relevant to their causes. When I went on Air Traffic Control, there are a lot of big wigs in the music industry supporting that organization. So you have to be happy with that. On their show in Los Angeles at the Greek Theater in August, they donated that money towards School on Wheels, which is a really nifty idea. Basically, they tutor homeless children. So they have a big van. They organize to meet homeless children in different areas around LA and, you know, provide them with the education that they need to shrink the gaps that poverty pretty much puts in your way when you're trying to get a degree or, you know, just better yourself with education. So I thought that was really cool. In the middle there, oh, I love this song. Great Lake Swimmers. What a, you know, a really substantial, awesome, folky slash rocky Canadian band. They're from Waynefleet in Ontario, but they now live in Toronto. Lost Channels was their fourth album, which was released in 2009. I've heard a rumor that they might be coming back with a new album very soon. That was actually shortlisted, that album, for the 2009 Polaris Music Award. Actually, I can tell you exactly where it is because I was smart and wrote it down. The new album, the fifth studio album, which is called New Wild Everywhere, is scheduled for release on April 3rd, 2012. So put that in your dates. It's literally days away. I'm sure we'll be flogging it to death here at CITR because, you know what, we support Canadian music and especially stellar Canadian music like that. In 2010, the Great Lake Swimmers actually played for the 8th annual Panty Schmooze. Panty Schmooze, I guess you're all asking, what the hell in heavens is that? It came out of the ongoing need for donations to local women's shelters around Toronto. Basically, you can pay $20 a ticket or donate 10 pairs of new underwear, which is just such a great idea. This idea was born in 2003 as a passing request from one of the organizers. Women's shelters in the Toronto area were in urgent need of clothing. The Panty Schmooze founder, Heather Osterag, decided to clean out her closet for anything that was usable, and then she was struck with the idea that the obvious need for commonly overlooked items such as underwear, hygiene products, etc. So she decided that she would do a show each year to support these women in need around Toronto by making sure they have a lot of new underwear. And you know what, I think when people go give away their old clothes, they forget that, you know what, in people in need, underwear ain't cheap. It ain't cheap at all, even for me that has, you know, a job and can afford underwear, it's not cheap. So these people obviously who are in need, we need to give them underwear. So you know what? Next time you go to Sears, maybe buy an extra pair and then send it down to some really needy shelters. There's a lot of needy shelters around around Vancouver that really focus on women as well. We have another great Canadian band coming up, and only 25 minutes to go with so much music. I better shut up. But before we get to the next album, I actually really wanted to tell you about something that is unbelievably disturbing. I know you've heard me talk about avaz.org. That's avaaz.org. They're a great organization that does a lot of internet advocacy, trying to get leaders to change their minds and, you know, pressure governments to do the right thing. I get their newsletters, and it's a really interesting thing. And you know what? It makes you an activist within 10 seconds. All you literally have to do is type your name, click, and sign the petition. So I really implore you to sign this petition. You can go to their website, www.avaaz.org. Basically, and I'm sorry to say this, days ago, a 16-year-old was raped, beaten, and forced to wed her rapist in Morocco. She killed herself as she thought this was the only, well, which she saw as the only escape, the trap that was set for her by the rapist and the law. So Avaz is trying to get you to help them to pressure the Moroccan government to repeal Article 475, which is in Morocco's penal code, which allows a rapist to avoid prosecution and a long prison sentence by marrying his victim. Absolutely disgusting, even if she is a minor. So since 2006, the government has promised, and if you could see me, I am using the air bunny inverted commas, to strike this down and pass legislation prohibiting violence against women. But it hasn't happened. So I'm asking you, please join with hundreds of Moroccan protesters that are in the streets right now demanding real reform and turning up the heat on the Prime Minister and heads of other ministers to repeal this Article 475 and realize that, you know what? Everybody deserves the right to choose who they marry. And you know what? Rape is such a horrific, I don't even know where to start. Rape is such a horrific thing to endure, and to force this poor girl to rape and so many other women to marry their rapists is deplorable. So please, I'm going to sign this petition while you're listening to the next song, and I implore you to do it. I'll put it up on our Facebook page so you guys are reminded to go there. And you know what? It takes you 2 seconds to do, and it will change so many lives of women that don't deserve this horror. All right, that's my little soapbox for today, and you know you love my soapboxes. The next song we're going to hear is by Aubergé. It's their most recent album, Metal Meat, and this is such a great song. And again, this song will probably be on my top 200 picks at the end of the year. It's called Niagara. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.